It also is a chemical hypersensitization drug, so it interacts with vaccines, other toxins, other unsafe sweeteners like Splenda that has a chlorinated base like DDT and can cause autoimmune disease. It has a synergistic and additive effect with MSG. Both being excitotoxins, the aspartic acid in aspartame and MSG, the glutamate, people were found using aspartame as the placebo for MSG studies even before it was approved. The FDA has known this for a quarter of a century and done nothing, even though it's against the law. Searle went right on to build a NutraSweet factory and had $9 million worth of inventory. Donald Rumsfeld was on President Reagan's transition team, and the day after Reagan took office, he appointed an FDA commissioner who would approve aspartame. Searle spokesperson, Patty Wood Aulet, claimed that in 1981, Rumsfeld told company employees he would call in all his markers and that no matter what, he would see to it that aspartame be approved this year. Dr. Martini noted, the FDA set up a board of inquiry of the best scientists they had to offer, who said aspartame is not safe and causes brain tumors, and the petition for approval is hereby revoked. The new FDA commissioner, Arthur Hull Hayes, overruled that board of inquiry and then went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer, Burson Marsteller, rumored at $1,000 a day, and has refused to talk to the press ever since. There were three congressional hearings because of the outcry of the people being poisoned. Senator Orrin Hatch refused to allow hearings for a long time. The first hearing was in 1985, and Senator Hatch and others were paid by Monsanto. So the bill by Senator Howard Metzenbaum never got out of committee. This bill would have put a moratorium on aspartame and had the NIH do independent studies on the problems being seen in the population, interaction with drugs, seizures, what it does to the fetus, and even behavioral problems in children. This is due to the depletion of serotonin caused by the phenylalanine in aspartame. Reagan's FDA commissioner Hayes initially approved aspartame only as a powdered additive. But in 1983, just before he left his position, he approved the additive for all carbonated beverages. Attempting to study or report on aspartame is a thankless task for mainstream academics. Dr. Janet Starr Hull, an OSHA-certified environmental hazardous waste emergency response specialist and toxicologist, in 1991 was diagnosed with incurable Graves' disease, a defect in the immunization system that leads to hyperthyroidism, only to learn through her own research that she had been poisoned by aspartame.